Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Parami ng parami ang mga Australiano na higit sa 50 ang edad na pinipili ang maglakbay ng mag-isa. Ang paglalakbay ng mag-isa ay nagpapalaya sa iyo mula sa paghihintay para sa isang kasama upang makahanap ng oras. Na ito ang mga nangungunang destinasyon ngayong tag-init na inirekomenda ng mga ilan sa mga pinakamahilig na maglakbay ng Australia. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Ang paglalakbay ng mag-isa ay hindi pumigil kay Lourdes Plagens mula sa paggalugad sa mundo. Bilang may-ari ng Brisbane's Affordable Travel, madalas bumiyahe si Lourdes ng mag-isa sa mga bagong rekomendasyon para sa kanyang mga kliyente. Sa ngayon, ang kanyang trabaho ay nagdala sa kanya sa higit sa 50 mga bansa.
It's an accomplishment because you are free. You are not confined because you are on your own. What will happen if you don't choose it and you don't see anything? So it's really a good feeling because a lot of my relatives are saying, I cannot travel on my own. I said, why not? There's nothing wrong with traveling on your own, especially nowadays because a lot of people are divorced. And if they cannot find anyone to travel with, so what? Just go on your own and meet other people.
Inihayag ng isang pag-aaral na ginawa ng Roy Morgan Research na higit pang bilang ng mga Australiano na may edad na higit sa 50 ay nagbabakasyon ng mag-isa. Kung nangangati ang iyong mga paa at nais na bumiyahe at hindi masyadong nababahala tungkol sa budget, inirekomenda ni Lourdes na pumunta o magtungo sa England.
It's not the cheapest, but I love it because they speak English and it's very interesting, the historical thing over there. A lot of tourists, they just go mostly up and also down up to Bath. But the other parts, like if you know this TV program in Doc Martin, we went to that place where they shoot it and it's so beautiful. It's very easy to travel. It's just like here.
Nasubukan na maglakbay ng solo, kasamang mga kaibigan at kasama ng mga grupo o mga tour, iminumungkahi ni Lourdes na sumali sa isang pangkat o grupo upang masulit ang iyong oras sa ibang bansa.
First time I traveled to Europe, I did an independent by myself and I've been there but I didn't see anything. I didn't appreciate it. So last year when I went back to Milan, I have it now that that's where the Last Supper and things like that.
Ang unang subok ng paglalakbay ni Perry Morcombe ay isang working holiday sa Europa nang siya isang kabataan. Mula noon, kanyang isinantabi ang kanyang mga plano sa paglalakbay sa loob ng 20 taon hanggang sa ang kanyang mga anak ay lumaki na. Pinapatakbo ngayon ni Perry ang Seniors Holiday Travel Team sa Brisbane. Pinangalanan niya ang New Zealand bilang isa sa pinakatanyag na mga puntahan tuwing panahon ng tag-araw.
It's a 3-hour flight. It's quite safe and secure and you can speak and read the language and currency is slightly different but it's very similar. There's a low risk place and you can travel through New Zealand various ways. You can do coach tours. A lot of the younger 50 and above ones are doing self-guided walking tours or cycling tours, or you can do the normal car and hotel packages, which gives you a lot more flexibility, or most flexibility is to have a motorhome where you can stop when and where you like each night.
Ang 75 taong gulang na si Carl Arsted ay naglalakbay ng solo sa nakaraang 15 taon. Bumisita siya sa higit sa 20 mga bansa, sumali sa mga escort na group tour, hindi bababa sa 2 beses sa isang taon. Sinabi ni Carl na ito ay isang mahusay na paraan upang makakilala ng mga bagong tao sa halip na maging ganap na maging mag-isa. Ang kanyang piling destinasyon sa tag-araw ay ang Hawaii.
Probably the fact that the weather was beautiful, the scenery was beautiful, the water was nice and warm for swimming. I did do a 7-day cruise around Hawaii on the Pride of America, Norwegian Cruise Lines, which was really fantastic actually because we went to about 4 of the islands and, you know, we got a nice overview of the whole place, not just going to Honolulu.
Ang mga solong namamasyal ay madalas na hinihiling na magbayad ng isang solong supplement Isang surcharge o kabayaran sa industriya ng paglalakbay kapag nais na kumuha ng silid na walang kasama. Inirerekomenda ni Perry na maghanap ng kasama upang paghatian ang mga gastos. Ang kanyang kumpanya ay nagpapares ng mga bumabiyahe sa nakaraang 20 taon. Ang ilan ay naging regular na mga magkaibigan sa paglalakbay o mga travel buddies.
We're not looking for people to get married for the next 40 years. You know, can I put up with you for the next week or fortnight? Can I have an enjoyable holiday with you? Well, you can tell normally quite quickly in 5 or 10 minutes that yes, I could have a cruise with you, or I could have a coach tour with you, or I could share with you for a week or a fortnight.
Nitong Setyembre ng taong 2019, ang mga residente ng Australia na bumalik mula sa isang panandaliang paglalakbay sa ibang bansa ay tumaas ng 3.4% mula noong parehong buwan ng nakaraang taon. Maraming mga Australiano ang gustong pumunta sa New Zealand na sinusundan ng Indonesia, US, UK, China, Thailand at Japan. Ayon kay Carol na gusto niya ang pagiging abot-kaya at pagkakaiba-iba ng Asia.
I like Asia because the hotels on the whole are cheaper than Europe, and I think if you're traveling a solo and having to pay the single supplement, Asia is a good destination to go to. For example, at the end of January, I went to Thailand to the Chiang Mai Flower Festival, which was really nice. Escorted tour, everything organized, all meals included.
Para kay Lourdes Plagens, ang kanyang paborito sa Asia ay ang Taiwan.
Taiwan is beautiful, very clean, and not expensive. And most of them speak English. When we went to Taiwan, I was surprised how beautiful that country is. You'll be in another area of Taiwan, and you will not think that you're in Asia. And it's so diversity. Here you got up on the mountain, you're looking at the gorge, and now here you're looking at the sea. And even like if you travel there, it's very safe.
Kung ikaw ay nag-iisip na mamasyal sa loob ng Australia, iminumungkahi niya na pumunta sa Tasmania para sa mas malamig na panahon sa panahon ng tag-araw.
Tasmania, it's beautiful. It's hard to explain. It's just nice. It's different. With Hobart, if you know how to drive and you know how to read, it's so easy. You can go to Port Arthur. You can go to the oldest brewery that they have there. And just walking around the town.
Para naman kay Perry Morcomb, ang Gold Coast ng Queensland ay ang lugar na dapat puntahan ngayong tag-araw.
The Gold Coast is very popular with many people. There's heaps and heaps and heaps of accommodation. It's very hard to get there over the Christmas New Year week. But from mid-January on, there'll be heaps and heaps of great accommodation on the Gold Coast. You can have a week or a fortnight there to enjoy. And there are plenty of day trips you can do, or the movie theme parks and things like that are right there on the Gold Coast.
Inuulat ng Australian cruise industry na ang bilang ng mga pasaherong Aussie na naglalakbay ay umabot ng higit sa 1 million noong taong 2015. Sinabi ni Lourdes Plagens na ang cruising o paglalakbay sakay ng malaking barko ay isang mahusay na pagpipilian din para sa mga nag-iisang manglalakbay.
Although you're on your own, you're in a big ship, you meet someone. You meet people, you talk to them, and you got everything there. Your meals, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day, you can eat whatever you want. And then you got the entertainment, and you got your bed. It's beautiful. It's more relaxing because you don't have to pack and unpack all the time.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.